That is of wisdom without a knowledge, that's trying in that line to improve their lot. Approaching to us that Vidyati Hridaya Granti, Siddhanti Sarva Sanshaya, Kiyanti Chasukarmani Jasmin Drishti Yokidhar. There is such a thing, if we can come in connection with him, then Vidyati Hridaya Granti. So many ties within us, Kamana Vasana, I want this, I want that, and I tie myself with a particular desire. All the ties are not all untied, released. I do not want anything. All the ties, so many ties, with so many things, all clear. Vidyati Hridaya Granti, thousands, lakhs of granti there in the heart, all untied. I don't want anything. Then, Siddhanti Sarva Sanshaya, suspicions, doubts are innumerable, all cleared. All the doubts cleared. It is impossible almost, but it is true. Doubts cleared. Siddhanti Sarva Sanshaya, Kiyanti Chasya Karman. And the sufferings, good and bad in this world, which was in store for me, I must have to undergo, that also finished. Yasmin Drishti Parabari, Yasmin Drishti Okila. When that truthful aspect of the thing, we come in connection. That's as dhara is, you see, I take, there is a tree, I may take it as a ghost, and so many plans, the purposes, how to get rid of that and these things, how to get. But when that is found, no, that is a tree, that is my father standing there, the whole thing vanishes. Plan, purpose, design, activity, spirit, so wrong. So the whole necessity, engagement, calculation vanishes when we can see that the environment I am not to fight for, but I am to embrace as my friend. It is not my foe, it is my friend. The whole management, that is my friend, friendly management. And only my apprehension from the friend as foe. And that clears, everything vanishes. So, adu saddha tata sadhu sangha. And that saddha, that there is a particular one, if I can connect with him, nothing will be necessary anymore. It will be our utmost satisfaction. Then I go to the sadhu, who are after such searching, and with their influence, I begin my life of searching Krishna Anusandham. Atatu Brahma Jigyasa, joy meaning Dharma Jigyasa, what is our real duty? And Vedanta Brahma Jigyasa, who is the most accommodating thing, my biggest thing, what is the characteristic of the all accommodating thing is Brahma Jigyasa, Brihatta.
Brihatta,
who can accommodate everything in it, that is Brahma. And Paramatma, who is present everywhere, Anuraniya, minutest of the minute, Paramatma, within, searching with Antarjami, the subtle most existence within atom, within electron. And most accommodating Brahma. From where I came to here, Brahma, just being at this dharma jigyasa, duty, what is my duty? The Vedanta is Brahma jigyasa, who is the all comprehensive entity, Brahma jigyasa. Brahma jigyasa, and Mahaprabhu's Krishna anusandhan, kahan jaao, kahan paao, murali vado. कहाँ जाऊँ कहाँ पाऊँ मुरली बालों
मापूल लेखा किसी में
चौथा में थे then the searching Krishna means searching who is the enjoyer not accommodating element nor all permeating neither all permeating nor all accommodating aspect of the environment but who is my owner, who is my enjoyer, for whom I am created, who will fulfill my whole aspiration for itself, in words of Hegel. For whom I am created, who can fulfill my existence, to search the development towards that. It is all enough. Not the all-accommodating space, not the all-permeating atom. But my highest need is to fulfill whose satisfaction I am created. I can get the corresponding satisfaction only in that plane, bhakta. Ami bhoggo amar bhokta ke, who is my enjoyer? Krishna anusandhan, Krishna conception of the ultimate reality is who can enjoy the rasa. Rasu vaisa, akhila rasa amita murti. Rasa is in the enjoyment, not in the enquiry who is the ultimate vidura kasthaya. Most accommodating or most subtle permeating was Mahatma and Brahma. But the transaction, transaction of in the fulfillment of taking and giving bhoga, in that we, as a srishtikarta, generally we go to Narayana, and as the enjoyer, if we want for the fulfillment of our of everything, bhuktaram jagadavasan, sabbaloka maheshwaram, suridam sabbabhutanam gattavan shanti. Everything for me, you are for me, you are my own. And he is my friend. To seek for a friend, not for the geographical expression of the environment, but to find a friend. Find a friend of universal interest in this world. Mahaprabhu taught that. The search after friend, not for duty and not for knowledge. Not for karma, Not for knowledge, but for your friend, your search. Bhagavad teaches us that. Purana generally teaches us that. The search for a real friend. The search of your heart, not for brain. Brain satisfaction, not for the satisfaction of the muscle, karma, our brain, but heart, the most important. Try to satisfy your heart. Search for the heart or heart. There is heart, noble heart. And try to search for the higher heart to help your teeny heart. Your innermost necessity is to satisfy your heart, not brain. So science cannot satisfy you. Without this civilization, scientific civilization of grand characteristic, one can find satisfaction in a heart, in plain living, fully satisfied. Science means exploitation of the nature, and to get a loan from the nature, and they will have to clear the debt. To every action there is equal opposite reaction. So the civilization that is incurring loan, debt, no contribution, all negative contribution. Movement in the negative, progress in the negative side is civilization. Oh, plain living, high thinking, as it was in the yuga of the Rishi, in the day of the Rishis in India, plain living. Rishis, they tried to search something, something grand and beautiful. But beauty was not so much laid stress on. But when Bhagavat came by the instruction of Narada Goswami, and from Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu took it to be the highest goal of all animation. You don't know, you are searching after loving heart. Loving heart can satisfy you, affection, and not knowledge. Gani prayasamita vasnamantiva jivanti sankaritam bhodiyava. Give up faithfully the quest after knowing things of your environment. But try to fulfill your thirst, your heart, your hankering for rasa, for anandam, for beauty, for love, for charm, for harmony. Westerners have used the word harmony, some philosophers, in place of beauty and love. They say harmony is beauty, harmony is love. Harmony. And the discord is the opposite, undesirable. So beauty really is the beautiful. Martineau, this European scholar Martineau, who has written the Ethics, one book, Ethics, written by Martineau. The reality, the beautiful. Suttam Sivam Sundaram. We want Sundar. Sundaram. Mahaprabhu says, Gyane Prayasamudapas. Knowledge is not necessary at all for the fulfillment of our life. Only through Shraddha we can attain everything. Our earnest hankering desire. For rasa. Rasa is the only thing for which, knowingly or unknowingly, every one of us are earnestly pray. That is rasa, not knowledge, not energy. Neither energy nor knowledge, but neither power nor knowledge, but the rasa, satisfaction, ecstasy. That is our nati vidum sartha gati vishnu, Prahlad Maharaj, bahirattaman. We are making much of the cover, and not which is within the cover, sans, substance within the cover. We are enchanted by the glamour of the cover only, of everything. But we must penetrate into the substance which is contained in the cover. That is Vishnu, who is permeating everything. What is his nature? How loving his affectionate he is for us. His sympathy, his love, his sacrifice, all these things we shall try to discover, and accordingly to fix our our path, what way we should select and make progress on. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. So Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya, Jnana Sunna Bhakti, Eva Hoy. Because when the independence of knowledge, our devotion, which has eliminated any calculation, only through faith, Mahaprabhu was, yes, it is here. Faith is not frustrated. Faith because the all consciousness atmosphere is present. Nahi kalyan kitskasti durgatim tato gacchati. If you are sincere, the all consciousness is ready to help you. You need not be afraid. So, Saddha, Jnana Sunna Bhakti, Saddha, Jnana Sunna Saddha. Go on with. Jnana Sunna
Bhakti
bolte,
Shraddha Jukta Jnana.
Jnana Sunna Bhakti, Jnani Prayasam Japasya. When he, that is Jnana Sunna Bhakti, means he wants to offer himself, not to take the advantage of his knowledge of the environment. As a subject, Gan means he is laying stress on his subjective position. And bhakti is anti-Gan. Become object. It is a doll in his hand. He will handle you. You try to become a doll in the hand of the supreme power. Objective, become passive. No active attainment. That I shall gather what is really useful to me. I know everything. Don't indulge in that sort of attitude within you. Surrender to the absolute knowledge, absolute affection. Then you as a subject, you cannot come in touch with him. He's adhokshaja. He can come to you, but you cannot go up to him. You are very gross. Consciousness, you cannot make the subtle consciousness as the object of your sense. But finite, once in Karachi, when Arya Samaji leader came to me by preaching that side, if finite can know infinite, he is no infinite. I answered, if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is not infinite. Just opposite. So he can come, but I cannot go to him. This is the fact. I am a blower, stuff. So, to attract him towards me, there is surrender, devotion, negative side. To increase the negative side of our aspect, so that the positive feel attraction and come down to embrace me, to accept me. That is the path of devotion. Devotion. To invite him, come to my lower level. I cannot go to the higher level where you are. So the search of the higher for the lower will be of such nature. Such nature. I am very low. I hold the lower position. And you are so high. You can come. You can purify. You can take me. You can utilize me for your higher purpose. I am otherwise, I am helpless, neglected. Be pleased. That is the path of bhakti, and that can help us really to come in connection with the superior existence. And not by knowledge that I can bring everything within and make prison within my area of knowledge. We can't make him prisoner to catch and keep within the cage of our knowledge. It is not possible at all. So the path of devotion cannot help us. It is so high and so infinite in every aspect, so great, and we are so more. So the mercy, sympathy, love, grace, that is the only plane through which we both can come together. What do you say, Akayananda Maharaj?
Yes. Very nice. Hari,
Gaur Hari Gaur, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came with such news to us. Take his name and think you are the most meanest of the mean. You desire immediate help, otherwise I am gone. Why? Not artificially, but sincerely. Sincerely feel your helpless position, and also try to intimate it to your to the center, who is infinite love, sympathy. That is the most plain way to attain our fulfillment. Most simple. No artificiality, no science is necessary here. Heart earnestness. Help me.
Heart earnestness. Beautiful kata. Heart earnestness.
Earnestness of the heart. Automatic, spontaneous. And you will be taken and put in his lap. No, my boy, you are not so low. You are my own. You are my own. Bhattu jada takta samasta karma nivedita atma vichikirsito me tada amrtattam patipadyamana mamatma bhuyaya ca kalpati vai dikkhakale bhakta kari atma samarpan sei kale krishna tare kare atma samo সেই দেহ করে তার চিদানন্দময় অপ্রাকৃত দেহে কৃষ্ণে চরণ ব্রহ্মভূয়ায় কল্পতি আত্মভূয়ায় কল্পতি আই এম অ্যাকসেপ্ট হিম অ্যাজ মাই ফ্যামিলি মেম্বার দি গোপিজ অলসো ইন কুরুক্ষেত্র উই আর নট জ্ঞানিজ উই আর নট জগিজ উই আর নট কর্মী দ্যাট ইউ গিভ কনসোলেশন that we may take that path and pass our time, kill our time. We are not to be dismissed by that sort of cunning attempt of your. We have already lived a life as your family member, and nothing less than that can satisfy us. You remain sure we can't be deceived by any other offer, however dazzling and charming you may send to us. Gehum jusha mavyana sudhya. Our demand is fixed. We want you as a family member in Vrindavan. Nothing less can satisfy us. We are such and such. We are in Vrindavan. We are plain thinking persons, half savage. But we understand this as the highest point of our interest, to have you amongst us as a family member. And neither an abstract meditation and nor a temporary relief worker in the mundane activity of self-elevation. Neither Kormi nor Gyan. We have got the taste of getting you within our family life. We can't forget that. Any time. And Krishna says, rest assured, I am yours. Because the whole world of different sections, saints, these things that they are fortunate that if they can come in my connection. Everyone thinks that he is fortunate. Anyhow, he may come in connection with my affection. And that man or that person or that entity I am, I think it my fortune that I came in your connection. I consider it myself to be fortunate because I came in connection with you, so simple, so surrendering, so loving, so self-forgetful. You are, I can't forget you. I thought that I am really fortunate that I came in your connection. The world thinks, did they come in my connection, they are an unfortunate. And I think that I am fortunate that I got your connection. So I am always yours. My appreciation for you is to such intensity. So you rest assured. Only some to minimize, to remove some trouble in the earthly affairs, I am waiting here. I am always with you. That was his secret advice, what response to the gopi. And they gave back. Sai shlok suni radha khunjido sakala badha krishna prati pratiti hoyo. Radharani could understand this purpose of the saying of Krishna. And she thought that Krishna is fully mine. He is within mine, within my affectional zone. I need not bother myself for any imaginary despair or disappointment. He is mine. Wherever he is mine. with this faith, Radharani came back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu in Jagannath, taking from Kurukshetra to Navavrindavan, to Gundicha Mandir, with that spirit, taking Krishna from Dwaraka, Dwaraka Krishna, we take him to Vrindavan. কোন কানে আছে আমি জানি, তোর দাঁড়ে তো নেই ওটাই দিতে পারে এই বলে যে দ্বারকাতে উনি নব বৃন্দাবন তৈরি করেছিলেন কৃষ্ণ, এবং মাঝে মাঝে সেখানে বেড়াতে যেতেন তাঁর ইয়ের জন্য, শান্তির জন্য। এই দ্বারকা কৃষ্ণ কনস্ট্রাক্টেড, যেটা স্বামী মহারাজ নিউ বৃন্দাবন, সো কৃষ্ণ কনস্ট্রাক্টেড এ নিউ বৃন্দাবন ইন দ্বারকা, উইজ ইন দি এরিয়া অফ দ্বারকা, ইন দি প্যাটার্ন অফ বৃন্দাবন। অ্যান্ড সমটাইমস টু ফর ইজ ইন্টারনাল পিস হি ইউজ টু ওয়ার্ক ইন দ্যাট গার্ডেন দ্যাট ওয়াজ বিল্ট ইন ইন দি মডেল অফ বৃন্দাবন, টু ফাইন্ড হিজ ইন্টারনাল পিস used to work in that Vrindavan. So Bhagavad Dwaraka is mentioned here. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Is it Jalkha Hai? Yes. That can cut away the Nata. Huh?
Nata Kuri.
Nata
Kuri.
Nata Kuri. Huh? Nata Kuri.
নবীন মদন
কোথায় হচ্ছে এখন? মায়াপুর থেকে ভালো সব খবর, ভালো খান আশ্রম মহারাজ ভালো আছেন? অত অসুস্থ দেহ,
অসুস্থ
ভালো এখন কোথায় প্রচার করছে? পাঞ্জাব
told Vasudev Dutt that simply by your desire any living entity can be given love of God or liberation. Can we also develop the same potency as Vasudev Dutt?
Vasudev Dutt.
What did
you... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Vasudeva Dutt that by your desire anyone can get Krishna Prema. So can we also become as powerful as Vasudeva Dutt? Is it possible for us to become as powerful as Shaktishali as Vasudeva Dutt, that by our desire others will also get Krishna Prema? Is it possible? He is inquiring.
It depends on the intensity of devotion of a devotee. Mahaprabhu told, you can sell me anywhere if you like. You have tired me with your door of affection so much that like ordinary property of sale, you can sell me here and there. I am so much indebted to you through your serving attitude. Have your own, whatever you can like, you can do it to me. that type of devotion was found in Vasudev Datta. And that is also, there are also superior type of devotion we can understand of Chaitanya Dev. But that was a peculiar type of devotion in Vasudev, which contrasts his special desire, sympathy for the so many suffering souls at large. And Haridas Thakur also came to help him. Mahaprabhu told that Vasudev, if the whole world is released, then do you mean that the world will be non-existent forever? Then it was told that previously Ramchandra also took the whole of Ajodhya with him. But again Ajodhya was filled up by the supply from the causal plate. Haridas Thakur says, when you have chanted Krishna Nam, Haridas Thakur says to Mahaprabhu, you yourself are chanting the name of Krishna, and whoever is fortunate to hear that sound enters in the ear of whatever the man be, however simple, and he may it be conscious or unconscious, stone, trees, and so many, everyone will be released. And then again, the supply will come from the Sukma, this Brahmaloka, the Tatastha plane. It will come to take place, to fill up the vacuum. Mahaprabhu told, when Krishna is not bankrupt, when a devotee of your type has sincerely filed a petition to Krishna to release all the existing souls, they must have been released. He fulfills the desire of his devotee, it is his nature. And you offer that you would have to go to eternal hell for their relief, but he is not so bankrupt that for this little grace he will have to show he will take help from you as reaction by sending you to hell. He will have to release all these souls. He is not such. A finite with an infinite, what is its position? Nothing. A drop in the ocean. One drop taken up, we can't understand from where it is again filled up. So the infinite will is such. When you want it, they have already been released. But still, the surrounding has again filling it up instantaneously. Instantaneously the vacuum is filled up. It is the manner of the infinite. What we finite we'll go to calculate by our applying our logic or mathematics. Hey, Dinesh Babu, what are you? Why?
Eight.
Well, that Prashna Karana, that inquiry is always allowed. Inquiry. Hare Krishna.
Dhinirvakhan
ki mohne kocchan? Mohne kocchan.
বিজয়া
হয় তো বিজয়টি হয় যখন আধুনিক যেসব বড় বড় লোক তাদের মধ্যে কাজ বলে তো মায়া যান মায়া দান্ডারি